call.
Vice Chair Williams.
Present.
Commissioner Corcoran.
Present.
Commissioner Wellner.
Present.
Let the record reflect that Chair Kulik and Commissioner Weller are absent.
Okay, turning to the oral communications portion of the agenda, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address the commission on matters not on tonight's agenda? All right, that would be no. Turning next to staff briefing, is there any briefing on future and or administrative items?
Yes, a couple of items. The town council will be taking up the bicycle pedestrian master plan next week on their June 20th meeting. Staff's recommendation is that they adopt it per the recommendation of the planning commission, so we'll see how that goes. And just a reminder, we do have a few items for the July 27th meeting, so we will have a meeting again in 2 weeks.
Okay,
that's
terrific.
All we have.
I will not be here at that.
Okay, so tonight we will be electing a new chair and vice chair of the commission. So soon, I know. Has it been a year? Are there any nominations for chair? I'm vice chair filling in for chair.
Okay, well then I would like to nominate you as chair, please.
Any second? Okay, all in favor. vice chair. I believe.
Yeah, we did a little research.
Yes.
Commissioners Kulik, Wellner, and Weller have been chair more recently than Commissioner Corcoran, if that.
Come around again. yeah.
So I would like to nominate Commissioner Corcoran the vice chair position.
Hardy second.
Right, so I think we have
a vote.
All right, turning to.
Hey, a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
now we can turn to the public hearings, and the first agenda item relates to 2304 Mar East Street. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Madam Chairman. This is regards to an application for expanding existing adopted territory of the Mar East. There was an appeal of a staff decision that occurred in that line of April 27th. At that time, there was discussion about the rate of implementation of storage on the dock, removal of the existing flagpole and kayak platform design. The consensus of the commission was to propose
conclusion of the town council was that the municipal code requires a rail, but that's only, that only comes into effect when you make a modification to the structure, is that correct?
Right, and they are making this modification, so it's not something we, I don't think we're going to be retroactively going out and searching out other piers and docks and making them put this in, but for purposes of these improvements, it would be required and they'd agree to do that.
Any other questions? Okay, let's turn to the applicant presentation. And I believe, as you know, you have 20 minutes.
Try and keep it.
Yeah, you don't need to take the entire.
Within that limit. My name's Riley Hurd. I represent Mark Blumenkrantz, the owner of the property. I was brought in to facilitate a settlement and I'm pleased to report that we achieved that. I'll spare you guys the details of making the sausage, but certain concessions were made, which you heard about. And now I think you'll hear full support and hopefully you had a chance to review the letter from all the affected neighbors also supporting it. The design has a cable rail, which aids in the visual effect, removal of the flagpole, kayak lift is being carefully located, and we simply encourage you to adopt the resolution. And like you heard from Dan, there are a couple other items that are going to be not in the resolution, but in a recorded document that runs with the land as fully enforceable by the neighbors. And I understand the town's reluctance to play deck chair police, as Dan calls it. So we're fine with that being in the side agreement. And we also have updated exhibit that shows everything that you just heard described, and I'm going to be providing Dan with an electronic copy of that with initial approval from the neighbors. And they've already seen it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? No. All right, let's open the public hearing. Is there anyone who would like to speak? And you have 3 minutes.
Let me do my best to take 30 seconds. My name is Jim Weckett. I live with my wife, Magdalena Schill, at 2306 Maurice. And this is one of those, you know, great great events where everyone was able to work everything out. So thank you for remanding it back to the neighbors and to the town. And we're pleased and feel maybe no one's pleased with the agreement, therefore it must be fair, or we're all pleased with the agreement. So, but we were able to work things out, and we appreciate Dr. Blumenkrantz's willingness to work with us on the points that matter to us, and hopefully it's mutual, such that we think that we have a situation which is written in the agreement, which we have all agreed to record, that so that it goes on a long time, so planning commissioners following your in your footsteps will not have to hopefully deal with this issue again. So thank you for your cooperation. Thank you to the applicant's cooperation. And we're happy to see this get resolved and move forward. Any questions?
Thank you so much. Okay, so I don't think there will be an applicant rebuttal to those words. So we can close the public hearing now and turn to commissioner comments and discussion. Commissioner Wellner.
Okay. Well, I think this is an outstanding outcome. I think as you know, thinking back, what was it, 6 weeks or more before when we sat down here, there was a lot of rancor. And this is obviously the best way for these things to be resolved. One thing that I would say is that I felt and feel very strongly that the commission, as a general practice, should not, for aesthetic or other reasons, prohibit someone from putting up a safety measure. And I'm glad in this case we don't have to go down that road or fight about it or discuss it any further. But I'm just delighted that it'll be aesthetically, sufficiently okay for the neighbors, and that the most important thing is that it will be a safe facility for the owner to use. So, I very much support
I as well am very pleased with the outcome here and the compromise that the neighbors were able to meet, and pleased that the safety, I think, will be improved. I do think the view from the neighbor, I did just have a chance just immediately prior to the meeting to go over to Mr. Wickett's home and view the view impact from his living area, and I do believe that the removal of the flagpole will be a great improvement for him. So really glad to see this compromise come through. And I do want to acknowledge Commissioner Wellner for really speaking up and speaking his mind very forcefully about the importance of the commission standing up for safety. And so I'm glad that we had a good result in that regard.
Thank you. Yes, I sort of echo the sentiments of my fellow commissioners. I don't really need to elaborate too much more, other than to say I'm very happy that you were able to reach sort of a peaceful resolution. I'm not at all surprised, actually, because I think everyone, even though there were lots of opinions expressed, you were all very respectful of one another. So I think this was such a terrific outcome, and I hope it just is, you're sort of happy with the outcome for years to come. As well, it is something that I thought about quite a lot afterwards. The safety considerations were very concerning, and afterwards, I'm so happy with the way that we delayed to get feedback on the requirements, railing requirements, because I had concerns after the hearing about safety. Again, I'm just pleased with the outcome and really sort of proud of this town and its residents. So,
If I could just
absolutely
mention the amendments here to the draft resolution. Item number two, instead of reading the boat lift shall, we'll read the kayak lift shall.
Right.
And number five, we would add as a condition, is the design of the pier and dock shall reflect the revised design illustrated in the attachment to the mutual release and settlement agreement between the applicant and the neighboring property owners at 2280 and 2306 Marty Street.
Okay, so what I will do then is ask for a motion adopting the resolution, partially granting the appeal with these additional conditions of approval as specified.
As amended, yes.
But I don't think you referenced the settlement agreement, which I don't think we have that.
No, we have that on file.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that the record didn't reflect acknowledging a document that's not in the record.
It is in the town's records, yes.
In the town's records?
Right.
Okay. Alright.
So.
Okay. Second?
Okay, so all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. So we'll have to move to the second item on the agenda, the minutes. And these are kind of lengthy minutes from our May 26th hearing on the pedestrian and bicycle updated plan.
We received some amendments to the minutes from Chair Williams, and those have already been added to the electronic version of the minutes.
Okay, yes, are there any other corrections or revisions, comments? No? Do I have a motion approving the minutes? There aren't very many of us to make motions. Am I allowed to make a motion as chair?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll second the motion. So all in favor?
I don't know if I should vote on it because I wasn't present, so.
Okay, so minutes approved.